Masechta Shabbos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Chas. Hakitea, someone whose foot was amputated, Yetze Bekapshala, he can go out with his false foot. They would fashion a false foot that he would attach like a boot onto his stump of a leg. And he was allowed to go out with that. Divi Reb Meir, this is Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Meir held that that's considered like a shoe for him, and so he can go out with it. Rabbi Yasi prohibited it. He held it was not considered a garment or a jewelry and wasn't allowed to be taken out into Rosh Hashanah. V'mi yesh le'beis kibul kisusim tamei. And if that false foot had room on the top of it, that where the foot was put in, not just room for the foot, but also beis kibul kisusim, it had enough room to also put padding inside of it, so then tamei, it would be able to become tamei. In order for wood kli to be able to become tamei, it had to be able to have a receptacle that could hold an item besides for the foot. So if it had enough room for it to hold padding in it, then it would be able to become tamei. The Mishnah now switches and talks about someone who couldn't walk and rather had to crawl on his knees, and he would put knee pads on. Seimches shalei, the knee pads that were put, that he would be seimich, he would support himself on while he crawled. Tamei and midras, they are tamei, the tumah of midras. Midras is a type of tumah where certain people that are tamei, like a zav, when they put their weight on something that's generally made to receive the weight of a person, like a chair or a bed or a mat. So these things would transmit to them. Usually, when tumah transmit from one place to another, it lessens in the degree of tumah. But with tumas midras, it would receive. The recipient of the tumah would receive the same level of tumah, which is an ava tumah, just like the zav where it came from. These supporters on his knee pads, were considered something that was normal to put the weight, put a person's weight on, and therefore they would be able to receive tumas medris, this very stringent tumah. They could become an ava tumah if a zav would put his weight on it. V'yaitzim ben b'Shabbos, one is allowed to go outside with him on Shabbos. It's considered an article of clothing that he can go out with. V'nichnasim ben b'Azar, and he's allowed to go into the Azar, the courtyard, the Beis HaMikdash, even though shoes were not allowed. These that were worn on the knees were not considered shoes. The Mishnah now discusses someone who couldn't use either of his legs, and he was in a type of like a wheelchair, but without wheels. He would sit in a chair, and he would propel himself on the sides with his hands with like little stilts on the side. Kisei v'samchei shalai, the chair of this person who's sitting on it and using it as like a wheelchair, v'samchei shalai, and the leg supports that he would put around his two amputated legs, tameim midras, they can receive the tumah of tumas midras because these are things that are normal for him to put his weight on. V'ein yaitzin ben b'Shabbos, he cannot go out with him on Shabbos. These are the leg supports. He can't go out with him on Shabbos because they may fall off and he may carry them in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'ein nichnasin ben b'Azara, and he can't go with them into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash because these leg supports were like shoes. They were on the bottom of his feet and they had to be removed because shoes were not allowed in the Azara. The Mishnah continues. And katzmin tahirin, masks that were worn on the face are tahar. They're not considered like an article of clothing that become tame. They're not kalim, and they don't receive any tuma. Ve'en yetzim bem, and you cannot go outside with them on Shabbos. They're not considered clothing. The Rab brings another opinion. What these ankatmin were? Either they're masks, or he says it was like a puppet of a donkey that jesters would sit on their shoulders, and they would carry them around on their shoulders. And these things were not considered an article of clothing, and therefore they would not be able to become tamei, nor could they be taken outside on Shabbos. Mishnah Tess, habanim yaitzim b'ksharim. The young boys could go out with a kesher, with a lace tied around their arm. The Rav explains that there used to be a segula, a practice where when a father would leave his young son, the son would miss him very much and be very disturbed about missing his father. The father would tie his right shoelace around his son's left arm, and this was considered a segula to calm the child down from from missing his father. And that's put on the son for the benefit that it should calm him down, so he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Ubnei Malachim Bezugim, and princes were allowed to go out with decorative bells sewn into their clothing. These bells didn't actually have a clapper in the middle to make noise. They were silent bells, so there was no issue of Hashemah's call of making a sound on Shabbos with these bells. They were purely decorative to be seen, these like golden bells. They had to be sewn in that they couldn't be removed, and then one was allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that it's not only the princes, the B'nai Malachim, but really V'chol Adam. Any person can go out with them. Elisha Dibru Chachamim Baheva, but the Chachamim were just speaking about what was common. Usually it was only common to be found by the princes, these type of decorative bells. And so they said the princes can go out these bells, but it's not limited to them. It's really anyone can go out with these bells.